4 days to go until Barack Obama visits Prague, and it seems the US president has rather scaled down his itinerary, with reports that plans to have dinner with the Czech head of state, Václav Klaus, have been dropped. Instead, Mr. Obama, who US officials say will be tired after G20 and NATO summits, is apparently going to have a private dinner with his wife, Michelle. Would that represent a snub to his hosts? After all, both the Czech prime minister and president have criticised Mr. Obama's approach to the financial crisis, and the latter is a climate change denier. Rosie Johnson discussed the matter with Eric Best, a US journalist based in Prague.
I think it definitely is being read that way, that it is a snub. I think diplomatically it's not quite so easy to say that it is, because technically this is a meeting with the European Union, so I think there is some wiggle room for the White House. But I think given Klaus's track record, it's more likely that the newspapers will read it exactly that, as a snub, that Obama is giving the cold shoulder to the president of the Czech Republic.
Why would he do that? And as well, I mean, it seems like current Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek hasn't avoided this sort of treatment as well. Why would he want to come to the Czech Republic and not really spend that much time with the president or the prime minister?
Well, I think the White House is in a bit of a difficult situation in this case, because on the one hand, it wants to show that it is devoted to Central Europe. It played a big part in the expansion of NATO and the European Union, and it wants to demonstrate that. It wants to show support, especially now that the crisis is taking hold in this part of the region. But at the same time, the president has been problematic. He was problematic for the previous administration. And he continues so. He, just a few weeks ago, was quite critical of the budget. And these are people. They take out their frustrations on each other, and the United States is in a position of being able to show that it has the upper hand. And although it doesn't appeal to me, this is, in fact, the way politics works sometimes.
Would you say that in recent weeks, President Obama's Czech visit, which was announced, I suppose, now about a month ago, has it become something of an embarrassment, would you say?
Well, I think that's probably going a bit too far. I would think for the Czechs it remains something of great prestige, even though it's not going to turn out quite as they wanted. They're not going to have quite the FaceTime, as we say in America, with Obama that they would want. But nevertheless, hundreds of journalists will be coming to town. There will be a big event. The beauty of Prague will be shown. And I think from that standpoint, the Czechs are still very proud to have it here. I think the fact that the government has fallen, the fact that the president probably had a role in the collapse of the government, are some things that make it a bit more difficult for the Obama administration.
In the face of this being potentially a slightly, perhaps, less momentous summit than the G20 in London, and the very, very short meetings that Mr. Obama will be holding with President Klaus and potentially Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, would you say that Prague is just a pretty backdrop for Obama to make his speech? Is that really what Prague amounts to on his European tour?
I think it's a bit more than a pretty backdrop. I think it's also the fact that Central and Eastern Europe are experiencing difficulties. The United States was instrumental in getting these countries into the European Union and into NATO, and I think it's important for them now to demonstrate that they stand behind these countries. So it is certainly a nice backdrop. The castle will be a beautiful thing to demonstrate on CNN and CNBC and the other stations. But at the same time, it is a big show, I think, and the fact that Prague is beautiful and in a place where many Americans either have been or want to go plays an important role.
American journalist Eric Best speaking there to Rosie Johnston. And Barack Obama is due to arrive on Saturday afternoon and will spend around 24 hours in the Czech capital. Though details are still unclear, it seems that on Saturday evening he will dine with his wife and may meet representatives of the American community in Prague. On Sunday morning, the US president will make a speech at Prague Castle prior to a summit with European Union leaders. Before leaving for Turkey on Sunday evening, Mr. Obama is also expected to meet former President Václav Havel. Tune into Radio Prague for more details as they emerge, and of course a special programme on Sunday bringing you all the news from President Obama's visit. Now, Prague's biggest square, Karlovy Náměstí, could be getting